Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Yes, we are going to keep them all together. Come on, mate, get yourself over. What's happening here?
Had some weekend, didn't we?
I'll be a cracker.
Some weekend across the board, boys.
What's wrong, you dirty bastard?
It's been a bad
I'm
one.
I'm not talking to you, he's battering.
To be fair, he's got a school trip today, so that is good.
No, he's delivering, my package after the show.
We'll have to soft play today.
That's a nice wee one.
Hello.
Really what colour would you say that was?
Really baggy, innit?
You believe in that?
I was thinking the day, can you actually see my nipples there?
I like that. By the way, Led Condorrit to a 4-3 victory at the weekend. Against a team that are undefeated. And I'm only finding this out now. That's why he didn't turn up.
I know, he helped us out Saturday with the other boys. So,
by the way, what a team.
Do you know what's funny though?
It was actually a fucking pleasure to coach him.
Aye, good.
Brilliant, man.
He just said before you turned up, he said, we've won 9-0, 8-0, 7-0. How was your weekend 4-3?
Well, I can't see the results.
Mate, we're 3-1 up cruising then.
Can't see the results, this is the thing.
Oh, you know, to see the results.
Oh, you know?
No, because it's just, it is fun.
Fucking hell.
I know.
That's a good thing, Scott. That's a great initiative, isn't it? I can't talk about the results.
Listen,
Bridgend done well, to be fair to Bridgend.
They're a good team, mate.
They are, actually, because I always like to give our teams a bit of
credit. The goalie was really good.
Was he?
Aye. Really good. How did Harry playing for Celtic? No, it was Danny.
Harry started nervous.
He was nervous, aye.
Was he nervous?
He
doesn't know any of the boys, so he's been training with the goalkeeper through the week at Tory Glen and then asked if he'd come in on Sunday, and I thought he did all right. I think in terms of what they've got there, he's equally as good, just needs to work on things. He's 8 years old, you know what I mean?
I've been told he'll not be back.
At least you had a good weekend.
At least he tried it, didn't he?
How's your weekend, me boss?
No, quite.
Sacks,
no, what was it?
How was your weekend? Aye, come on, tell us.
By the way, we're at the wonderful Chateau Exe day.
Oh, what a place.
But no food after it, just to break.
I know, the emails is the
day. They
two shite bags to tell us to my face, the emails. Who the fuck emails you to tell you this?
So why don't we just go up the stairs and get close to someone else?
He texts Gordon Smith saying it's a marketing manager for Open Goal. Would you be interested in doing a podcast tomorrow at Chateau?
You know, right? So last night I was sitting and I'm going like, I'm going to phone in sick tomorrow morning, so I'm not there. And then Gordon Smith turns up. Then I woke up this morning and messaged him.
And that, imagine Gordon Smith turned up at Zipper Road.
But I messaged Gordon Smith today saying, listen, mix up, we'll get you on next Monday.
So you'll be here next Monday, there you go.
Good.
By the way, big news, we've got the itinerary through for the Celtic Liverpool game.
Aye.
Incredible, mate.
Is it?
No, we've not had an update for a while.
Friday, you go down
right
for a 3-course meal, and then there's like a party type thing for all the players and family doing the
working class. That
you get your trackie, you get new trainers, you get boots, you get flip flops.
Oh wow!
Saturday,
new North Face. You got new North Face. No. You're like no.
Saturday, mate, you wake up, breakfast, families can do whatever they like, there'll be things happening, and then you play the game. Families, three tickets you get for the game, hospitality, your family, which I would think your mum and your dad would have loved, but you go to that, and then you go back to the Hilton in Liverpool, and it's a big massive gala.
Wow.
Ball at night where the legends go in there.
Seems so, like, you know, a lot hangs out for free if it's charity.
And then Sunday you get to go back to Anfield if you wish with the family to do the tour. And
you doing it? Might just do that.
You got it? I think I'll do it. Oh, yeah. You may as well do it when you're
doing it. I'm genuinely doing it this weekend.
Gerard was confirmed Friday as well to play.
Wow.
He's still looking for players.
Are they?
Genuinely, the guy texts us, do you know anybody that would be interested in playing?
Did you say?
Nah, I'm against playing.
Apparently we phoned...
I think he's saying, what about Niamh again?
Charlie Grant.
So somebody sent him a message and says, we've got Paul Slane and Adam Virgo. Fit for Adam Virgo.
Oh. You know, he said to me, he was like, I only want to play for 5 minutes as fast as Gerrard, so I'm actually a legend. Is it
going? Do you know what? See, when I got around, somebody sent me the Facebook comment through the team, and about 20 of the comments was, who the fuck's Cy Ferry? Brother Wolf is spinning in his grave the fact that I'm playing in this game, isn't it?
You need to get a mullet back.
So who is actually Geezan updated?
Big Dad is playing. I'm just going to give it to Big Dad. Big Charlie's meant to play, but he's done his hammy. So I think it's just all the usual faces, isn't it?
Is it?
Larson's still gone, is he?
Peter. No, Larson, no.
Yeah.
But Paul Lambert's the manager.
Peter Bundon?
Hey.
Have you ever seen
Lenny playing now?
I don't know if Lenny, no, I don't think Lenny is playing there. Bruni's playing. I think Bruni's playing.
Is he?
Lustig's playing, huh?
That's my team.
Strange, isn't it? I think you get a late call up.
So I'll be at Friday, we're going down Canamit. Looking forward to it. What are you doing at the weekend, wee man? What are you up to the weekend, wee man?
I'm coming down there. I'm getting a train.
Is that this weekend?
This weekend.
Superb.
Canamit.
I need to look
once in a lifetime, man.
So you got to tell me at some point this week that Jude Kenny makes out of this game.
That's right, he's going down Friday night. Right, so he's not well again. Right,
have you ever seen World War Z with Brad Pitt?
No, is it good?
You ever seen
his? You look like Brad Pitt with that one.
No.
Brad Shit, remember that dancer? Jim Jordan.
Good film.
Me like Brad Shit, mate. Rubbish. Here, what are you going to say this? World War Z, have you ever seen who the extra is in it? Start running away for the.
Gordon Smith.
He didn't make it, he was in it, but he didn't become. Bobby Petter.
Was he?
No word to lie. I'll check what it was. He and Jocks is filmed in George Square. He's running a line, George Square. Maybe a wee bit about movies there.
I think if you look close enough, you'll see Gordon Smith walking in the West End at that point.
Great guy, isn't he? But
no, as great as Grosvenor Sport. He wants to take it.
It's always amazing. Double the odds for new sign ups with your first £10 bet. Sign up at gsport.com/open goal. Class day, good, didn't he? Cheltenham, isn't it?
Nah, it was good.
Brilliant.
The defeat, what do you sit in the house Saturday night?
That's a bad weekend, mate. Low. So worst, I know I said this, but the Millwall game, I can't wait to go back. It's comfortably the worst we've played since I've been at the club. Terrible.
Three crosses into the box, aren't it? The three goals.
I know. You're defending it.
Just like even eat the whole thing, but then you look. Maybe it's just one of the days. I know you've not been playing great, but maybe.
If you thought that was bad, mate. There was a fucking massacre at Gretna. Bad. How you feel, mate? Bad.
Aye, mate. Do you know what?
I actually had to go for a walk. See after the dressing room. I had to spoke to the boys in the dressing room. I just went out and went sat on a bench in fucking middle of Gretna somewhere.
Started greeting.
I mean, that's what I said to Masses. I could fucking burst into tears.
What was when you were starting to burst up?
You get one or two that don't turn up. That happens some weeks, but when it's quite a few, you wonder how that happens. Six goal thriller. That's absolutely shite. You know? Uh-huh.
But tough, mate, isn't it? What it does to you, it's crazy, man.
I can't even be there Saturday for the team, and I'm sitting here trying to get live updates on the score, like in the hours for a fucking 9-year-old game of football. Do you know what I mean?
That's a bit much.
It's good. Because I care.
No, football's the only thing. I don't think any other work environment does it. When you do win, it's amazing. But I sometimes think the lows are worse than
the highs. The lows.
See that team, your team, we were winning 3-1, it went 3 each. And I was standing on the side and my heart started pounding. I was like, I can't win it. I don't think I'll ever win a game of football again. What the fuck,
who
man?
Who was I talking to Saturday? Tommy McIntyre?
Tommy McIntyre.
He's asking for you.
Oh, he's a good guy. He's in a Queen's Park, isn't he? And they phoned me because we were. I took that team, but the game was 11 to 12.
Amazing.
We had to leave at 12. So Dell phoned me, and obviously I need to answer it in case it's someone with the boy. I said, Dell, I'm not going to be available for the next tour, but if there's any emergency, phone us. So Dell phones me. And I'm watching this game, so I'm like, Dale, what's happening? And then the other coach gives a decision against the boys. It's not, and I'm
he's caning the other.
That's fucking our boss.
That's a free kick. Boys game, you're on the phone. Where are you?
Caning our manager, the coach. I think it was brilliant. Oh, it's incredible what it does there. Was it, so see, was it silence on the bus?
Oh, mate, it was a mug. It was bad.
Did Robbie go in one?
Aye. Rightly so. Because that's, don't don't want to say the old generic, but it was nowhere near good enough. No. Nowhere near acceptable. But I know it's, I think the hard thing about being a football player in that type of environment is you're obviously so low for 24 hours, but then you realise the bigger picture is you need to go again. I mean, you're still what, 4 points clear of third.
I know.
You've got four games before now to the split. Try and win as many games as possible, because third is obviously the main objective. That's all we're
what is your four it. Games, do you know?
Kelly away next. Oof. St Mirren, Hibs, Ross County.
Because see, when I seen the result, I thought it must Shanklin and that must still be it. But when you look, it was Snoddy was back. Scored, Shanklin
I was
back.
I was trying to do a bit of thing this morning. When was the last time he scored?
To do a bit of what this morning,
research. Right. When was the last time he scored for open play?
Who?
Shanklin, did it?
Oh, fuck.
Love that for a big heart striker.
Looking for Shanks.
I'm coming for him.
I'm just looking,
what I'm looking at is that maybe not a lot of goals recently in the Hearts. That's Hearts have been up there because of the goals they've scored.
Aye, but if, I'd probably say the other way, that we're probably too reliant on him and Gino than to score goals, because if they two aren't scoring goals, then no one else is really chipping.
You know, though, Andy, I don't think as much as when you're in there, you don't see it. I think when you're on the outside, you do see it. It might be a good thing that's happened.
What?
That game on Saturday.
Why?
Either I hate that.
Will you watch it back?
Oh, I definitely, I need to.
That's brilliant.
And so we're good playing well for the second half, but 3-0 down.
It doesn't matter.
Anyone can play well when they're 3-0 down or 3-0 up, if you ask me. So
I think it's worse when the three goals that they've scored are easily avoidable.
Yeah.
Like the wee strike on the park. Out jumping your centre half.
They were kind of a good player.
Hey, Duke.
Aye.
They've been brilliant, Aberdeen.
Yeah, and then good. The diving header at the back post, that should be defended better.
Yeah.
And then, but I don't know, Hearts.
We've all had days like that, haven't we?
Aye, listen, I've still got
a lot of confidence.
How does he do video? Does he do individual clips, or is it more just the team?
Nah, it is more team, but if he'll pick out an individual in the clip, if it's a glaring mistake. I'd imagine there'll be fucking plenty of clips going in.
Did you not play at all? Did you get on?
35 seconds or something.
Cracking.
No, Smudge got concussion.
Cronsmith, did he? See what? Smudge.
Right. I heard Robbie saying the radio that he's got his stew for 2 weeks now because there's no game for 2 weeks. I think it's probably came at a good time for Hearts because they've had Celtic back to back. Aberdeen away, it's never an easy game, regardless of how you think Aberdeen. But listen, we're talking about Hearts, credit to Aberdeen. Barry Robson, the job he's doing, by the way.
He's fucking flying, isn't he?
I spoke. Oh, I made a cut yesterday. Fucking did. Went to Bizzano with Lynn and the boys.
You're all right, eh?
And this guy caught to me and went, "Hi, Kevin, nice to see you." I was like, "Oh, how you doing?" He says, "You know," I was like, I knew who he was. I fucking forgot
his name though, and must
mate, I thought it was Johnny. Man. I thought it was Johnny Sutherland. It was fucking Lee McLeod.
Oh, they're commentator.
I was telling the boys it's Johnny Sunderland. He says, no, that's the other one. I'm like,
oh, that's the worst.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I called him Johnny Sunderland.
And I fucking knew that. The feeling after it? When you're talking to him still?
I was like, aye, I've seen the boys. I thought it was Johnny Sunderland, but it's Lee McLeod trying to kind of like give myself back up. But he was really sound. He's a big Aberdeen fan.
That's right.
And he said that he sees a big, massive
difference.
Turn in their performances. So, I don't know. I think Hearts are on a wobble.
Do you know who's a hero, by the way? I forgot to mention it when we were at that Brian Mull. For the manager of the month, Big Luke Shanley.
Oh, was he? Aye.
Hero, mate.
Aye, he's a really good guy.
He's a good guy, mate.
I know, he was sound, by the way, but oh, fucking me, dick. God, I'm Johnny Sunderland.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Right, we'll start with Motherwell Rangers. You want to get a few things off your ginger hairy chest?
Aye, that's it. I mean, that. What whoever the fuck's making that line up.
What's happening for the park with the lines?
What the fuck is going on there, mate? Seriously, though.
I think they're both offside.
You're staring at a player who's offside, and there's a line telling he's offside, and they're still getting the goal.
Whoever's drawing the lines is holding a dildo or something.
It's his dildo. I'm not somebody doing the lines.
It's gone like that.
Drawing it down the line like that.
But you wouldn't even mind if it was a dildo doing it. No.
You wouldn't even mind.
No, because then you would go like, "Well, the dildo's fucked up." But you're watching it, and they're actually the line bang on you, and you're like, you can see you're offside.
The dildo was doing its job. Fucked it.
I don't. Do you know what though? Kettlewell was right when it after the game, and he's seen it was 2 each.
You're up his arse now, man.
No. It's 2 each, and it looks blatant. Do you know what, Andy? I think you're
the Motherwell one.
When I first looked,
it looked offside.
You know, it's offside. I think when you see it, maybe
Jim Lowe's fat fingers.
You couldn't cover it. You couldn't see it, right? You couldn't. Maybe you're seeing that line with that. But with Goldson, maybe that with that first one did Goldson get there, but it did look. I say certainly the one with Sakali. You're like, my word.
I know.
What are they?
But remember at Fir Park, Celtic, we got an offside and it was filmed for the training run.
Dale Park. Parkhead.
Dale Park was doing it.
Nah, fuck all. My flag went at the angle.
No, but I was watching Sports Scene and they see it and then that's it done.
I know.
But why is that happening? Mm-hmm. How can somebody not see that that's offside?
There was some mental decisions at the weekend.
What was stranger, that one or the Kelly one?
The Kelly one.
The Kelly handball was
supposed to be.
Somebody's fucking heated the boy.
And he's just went, it's not even, hands not even up, he's just standing there and it's hitting there and he's went, handball. How's that handball?
Aye, and then Andy Considine slaps the ball in the corner. More up here, doesn't get a penalty.
He thought that was somebody's arse, didn't he? That's why he slapped it.
It's mental that, but in it, we were saying it, VAR's actually... It's making it harder or worse for the refs. Uh-huh. Or they're doing a worse job.
They're relying on it and they're hoping that VAR gets it right instead of them just making the decision.
Were Rangers worth 3 points? We only seen the first half was
quite scrappy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, that's a played well. Boy, you were talking about the boy. Hey. Right back, Johnson's a good player.
Told you, didn't I?
Who? So you can see a player.
I think you're seeing things, but I think you're starting to certainly the second half, 28 shots Rangers had, over 30 against Tibbs. I think when Beals new came,
stats, Paul.
No bad. And then since Beals came in, I think you're now starting to see why he came in and the reasons why he came in.
What?
No, but you're starting to see Beals style of play now, I think. But certainly the fullback's bombing on. Kent's dropped into the wee areas and he's
4-4-2 diamond as well.
Mm-hmm. Is that what he played? A 4-4-2 diamond?
Had that played at Easter Road as well. That's what they played at Tynecastle when we played them.
But Kent's so good, isn't he?
Does he play 10?
But he goes everywhere.
Aye, but he sort of roams about.
Playing a midfield diamond, mate. See, when you're one of the two side ones.
Oh, you need to be fat.
You don't know where you're, don't you know? You don't know where you're.
He's got the fullback. You get out. Oh, it's brutal, mate. That side of a diamond.
I tell you what, though.
You dominate the ball, didn't you, if you're playing that?
Aye. But a lot of it is like focusing on like sort of close combinations, everything through the centre of the pitch. Like Slaney says, you need to make sure that you've got width for your fullbacks. But Campbell surprised me big time. I know we spoke about Raskin quite a bit, because he's definitely improved Rangers in midfield since he's played, but obviously didn't play at the weekend. I think Campbell over the last sort of 2-3 games, because I was like, I don't know if you were the same, but you thought of Campbell when he was down south, it was like, you know, technical, sort of floats about in the game, drifts, but he actually works his nuts off, didn't he?
He's great.
Quite a lot of the time at the game at the weekend, the second half, he was the actual trigger for Rangers press for the possession to win the ball back, and then gets his first goal as well.
The legs he's got are brilliant, the energy he's brought to Rangers. That's what they needed. They were too long, it was sideways, it was too slow. He's certainly one of the players that's changed that.
I don't think, even at the weekend, I watched bits of the game, I don't think Kolač was great. So in terms of like, Morelos, come on, he was a bit more effective.
Is he better as a one Kolač than?
I don't know. Obviously, he scored goals, but I just think it's outside the box. I don't think he's great.
Yeah. Maybe the one he didn't play across just like, but what is he doing?
I think stuff like that, as a coach or a manager, would annoy me more than anything.
It's so selfish.
If somebody's got a tap in at the edge of the 6 yard box, you try and shoot for an
and the shot he hit was horrendous.
Just be unselfish and give it to your teammate and take the glory for having maybe an assist or something. But.
Does he need to be a good outside the box, Kevin? Have they not got enough players that can do that? Look at Kyogo, he doesn't really touch the ball outside the box.
True. But
I actually think last week as well was Chowak's best performance for Rangers. Last week was against Hibs. And then obviously.
But I think if Morelos doesn't stay, I think they'll dip at the market for another striker.
But so see in terms of Raskin and Campbell, would you say that they were Michael Beale signings?
Aye.
So you know I want to give Ross Wilson credit for it and I just want to slaughter them in their bad.
No, listen, I'll give him credit to Juice, 100%. But then,
no, I think definitely though.
Beale, that's on Beale.
I think majority of players that will come into Rangers now will be Michael Beale's. 100%.
I think with Raskin one, Michael Beale, he almost said as much in a press conference how he's had his eye on him since they played Standard Liège in the Europa League a couple of years ago. Campbell, quite possibly, but.
Somewhere answer that, the fact that these two first ones have went down so well, they will probably will give him more freedom to go and
definitely
take who he likes.
Well,
I never seen enough of the travelling.
Bad free kick to be given away.
That's not a red card for me either.
No, definitely. Second yellow card. Second yellow's not a red. It's just trying to do what everybody does, and you get your hands up, back in, accidentally caught him in the cheek. It's not a red card. Definitely not.
But they've improved massively under Stuart Kettlewell, to be fair.
Well, they're more organised, would you say?
More organised. I think they play with more energy. I know it sounds so basic, but certainly when they played against us, I just felt there was a lot more front foot, and even though they were direct, they were still committing their bodies into the box, and he just seems as if there was a bit of, and sometimes you do get that, you know, everybody talks about the manager bouncing, everybody sort of jumps up 10%, but I do think definitely energy has been a big difference in their performances.
You're speaking to him regularly, aren't you, Caitlin?
I thought he was good in that interview.
Aye, he was good, he's really good. I wasn't sure about him before that interview.
Why are you saying that now? Why do you not tell
me? See, before it, we were getting a pish before 5 minutes before he's coming in, and I was like, what have he said about it? I always do that when we get the map. What have he said?
So we're sitting in a pish outside the toilet. We're in the toilet. He's at the door there, and we're what? Outside, and I'm like, I'm sure I said that. He would inspire me to get my bed. I said that about him once.
What, they heard you?
No, I said that on a podcast. Years before.
But did he hear you when you were sitting in the toilet?
I was whispering in his ear. That was scary.
While you were doing a pish.
But no, he speaks really well. Him, I really liked him.
Strathclyde Police as well. He done a piss on the side of the motorway on Saturday. If you want to send a
piss. Do you know what? I swear to God, seen Saturday night, but I couldn't get my head.
He's still saying, you still eat your maz?
No. Don't get that address. Stay away from there. Mate, do you know what? I keep thinking of Saturday night. You're Willie. Mate, do you know what it reminds me of? But a beef olive. Mate, as Willie is exactly as a beef olive. Mate, it's
the outstanding. Just like. A button mushroom.
Mine was mine's is right half it now. I was sitting there with mine just in my horn there, like, that's fucking tiny.
You're having a storm all day.
Motherwell, we're just focusing on podcasts.
What's on media now?
Motherwell will be fine, won't they?
Aye. You should have gone down a couple of weeks ago.
I'm still in the fence with Kilmarnock.
Mate, Kilmarnock. Do you watch highlights?
Aye.
Command it better than St Johnston.
Aye, they were, aye, but...
They won a, I think they won a lot of games at home.
I don't know.
It's tight.
It is tight. United, I think, Saturday, looking at that game, they had chances. Mm-hmm. Especially when near the end, when the boy, is it Fothering missed, and then the other...
Kai
the
ball, player.
Who was the other boy? Who's he, the one that...
Morris Malpass?
No, fucking hell, I think it was...
Davey Bowman.
Big ugly boy at the back.
Charlie?
You signed for United?
Chris McCart.
You signed for United? When did you sign for United?
Davey Dodds.
Thought you were a midfielder.
See that ugly shit? Fucking you signed for United. He's an ugly bastard. That's the worst shit in the world, that.
It's going to be that, that they split into the split. It's the four games left of the split.
I'd love to see you do the split.
Oh, yeah, I can do the split.
Right there. Here's the camera, please.
My fucking groins are for fucking getting nervous thinking about it. No chance.
Alright, Paul, what do you want to say to me, Hibs?
Well, we need to get a fucking
take it away, Paul.
We need to get our teeth into this one. I think the ref is absolutely bang on with it. You want to sit here like Hibs. Because, by the way, since I've grown up, I can't remember the last time I like to volley somebody to heat it.
I know, mate, against sports team was very much.
Oh, mate, bias. I don't like that. Can't kick somebody to heat, so he was right there. The first one's a yellow card. You kind of got me studs and stud the guy in the fit. And then the second one, obviously, I mean, the argument maybe puts a heat in awareness and the fit, which kind of turned involved something he does, as I said. So.
Yeah, well, I know he's joking. What's your opinion?
I think it is. A red card, mate. I think it's too early, isn't it? Like he said,
get it in the same yellow.
No,
don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I can see there's a ball here. And he fills you in before he gets
it. He stands you hand in with that fucking strength he's got. And then as he's falling, he sees the ball and he's just trying to kick it. He's trying to kick the ball. He's not trying to kick Carl.
I know, but see, you, so put your harsh, man. You put your foot in and you get a nick to the ball first and somebody kicks your leg. That's still a booting.
I don't think it's no intentional. Maybe he's going to intentional ball or something.
I know, but it's harsh.
I mean, you don't mean
it. I think the boy made two fouls in the game, he gets sent off.
That's the laws of the game, Tony.
I know, but.
You're not yelling, you need to put your feet down.
Never.
Nah, I'm not giving it, nah.
Nah?
Nah, no chance. I think it's harsh. I think it's really harsh.
I need to know who you're hanging about with the last few weeks because you've changed. You are talking some amount of shite in this podcast in regard to referee decisions.
What was your Celtic's penalty?
The bad one? It was a stonewall penalty, wasn't it?
Well, see the two penalty decisions? See, what a start, mate.
This is a penalty.
See if you're Ange.
I got both penalties.
See if you're Ange, but... Where is Starfield then?
10, mate. You're doing it 10 men. Why would you be pulling somebody's jersey?
But it's not even if he's got to score.
It's running a 3v1.
But Hanlon's running out the box.
But that's Starfield.
He's trying to hold on to him.
There's obviously questions about Starfield. I think he has improved massively through the early stages. Yeah, I think he has come into a good game, but there is still that part of his game where there's a bit rash sometimes. Mm. Sometimes instead of just letting it... Like, you've got to see the danger. There is no danger. Paul Hanlon's running away for goal and he's trying to pull him back. Even if he flicks it on, if he was to stop... And Starfield get the second ball. So just sometimes just rash, desperate to win the ball all the time sometimes, and like sometimes you can maybe just step off. But you, like you say,
1-0, why would you ever pull somebody's shirt?
I know, 1-0 down though.
I think there is an argument with people saying that, like, sorry, both penalties, that's, there's a lot of inconsistency around decisions like that. You don't always see them given, you don't always see them no given, but it doesn't matter. I think for me, although they're in the soft category, both of them are penalties.
I agree.
I think the fact that Celtic were 1-0 down and that opportunity came to give a penalty.
What about Jota's fit turning a piece of shit when he went out of the penalty? That was strange, wasn't it?
That's back to when you first
somebody,
that
somebody put up and think of me, if what is it, if David Martin or Craig Gordon and Joe Hart were in goals for a penalty shootout, I think it would go on for another.
Joe Hart just dived out of the
didn't even get close.
Did he never saved a pen before?
I don't know if he
remember Pirlo done a belter, didn't he?
That was amazing.
I dinked him a belter.
Do you know about fair play at Hibs? They've came on incredible. I mean, he was talking about that Aberdeen game. He was going to get sacked if they get beat.
And I hated that El Sakiko part.
Oh, that was crap. But they was going to get sacked.
No, you're right.
That was rubbish. But they've came on, like, even that game on Saturday, I thought, I mean, that's a great performance that for Hibs.
I'll get a mate 3-1. Yeah.
I suppose that's crap, actually.
To be fair, what I will say is another example of Celtic. Maybe not being at their best in a certain game, they make 5 subs and they just change the game. Straight away, two subs against
goal. By the way, what about the body on your man? Holy.
Oh my God.
He actually does well. He does well for the corner.
Big strong boy, isn't he? But who was marking him?
Was it Hanlon?
I'm not sure. It was Hanlon. I think it was a midfield player.
He shoved him and he didn't, though.
Josh Campbell, it was.
That's a mismatch, no?
That's what I'm saying, mate. I went and seen it was Campbell.
That's harsh on Campbell putting up some damage. 6'3".
I know. But Celtic are quite a small team. Who else would be getting marked? No, Sarsfield and Carter Vickers.
All the corners, that's it. Celtic were winning every one of them. It was coming for your corner. Don't know what they were doing.
What about Kyogo's effort with the chest?
Mate, see Kyogo, right? I couldn't believe on the highlights how many times the ball went wide and he's unmarked in the box.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it, mate.
I told you why.
I know he stands in between the two centre backs.
It's because he stands 5 yards offside. I know, but it's so hard to mark.
Surely teams must think when that ball goes wide, as a manager, surely you're saying somebody just stand on Kyogo. Yeah.
But mate, honestly, it's like it's 100% what they work on, and playing against it last week, it is so hard to deal with. Honestly, it's so hard to. If the ball's doing the right hand side, you've got Kyogo 10 yards offside here, and you've got Maeda or whoever's on the left hand side 10 yards offside here. So. As a back four or a back five, you don't want to drop because you're just sitting into your box and allowing them more space to play. But then what they do really well, I don't think ever gets talked about enough because everyone talks about how they play good football, but they're always threatening them behind. So it only takes that one movement where Kyogo sort of peels off the shoulder, like obviously the equaliser they got against us at Celtic Park, and it's just that one step in behind and Maeda's 20 yards offside, so you're never getting back. To stop that cutback for a goal. They've scored that goal without exaggerating 25 times this season. Easy. And it's something they work on 100%.
But I still think, like, watching Hibs when that ball goes wide, I think you've got time for somebody to attach themselves to Kyogo now.
I know, in that instance where he's chested it towards the goalie because that cross has been whipped in. Yeah. He's no came from an offside position in that instance. Yeah. Surely somebody's got to think, get either closer.
Just go and mark him,
but he's got to header it and score.
But what you do get, if you do that, then the winger's in as the second striker, isn't he?
No. Difficult. How do you start? So what Andy's made a great point, how they do it. What would you do as a manager then to try and nullify it? Would you make them try and bring them inside? The wingers, make them come inside and play in the middle of the park? And stop the width.
Have Celtic scored the goal outside the box?
Aye, they must have. Turnbull's definitely
has been about the last two.
Aye. I'm talking about the shank.
It's a good point you make, actually.
Thanks very much, mate.
But one thing you could do is you could obviously continually drop, so they've not got the scope to play that one in the same cutback, but it's like I said, you're then sinking into your box.
Stick everybody in the line, just keep jumping up and down.
Just get the fella leaf in the box.
Fella leaf. Fans locked out for the next Celtic Rangers.
This needs to be resolved.
This is disgusting.
This is shite. Like, this is like football. It's just shite.
I don't know how it's allowed to happen.
Especially the bit, for me, it's the biggest.
Who's deciding this?
You're not allowed to do it.
I don't know.
In any world of football, you're not allowed to do that. It's a league that decides away fans. So how this has been allowed is beyond me.
No, it's obviously because back in the day that somebody reduced the numbers, so the other one reduced the numbers.
No, but why is it went from 700 to nothing?
No.
I know,
it is crap.
Seven plus, like you said,
we're all fuel, especially being here, that it's the biggest derby in the world, or certainly one of them. And it's the main attraction of Scottish football. It's a game that's watched all around the world. And when you're watching it, the difference of nobody there, like nae away fans there. The difference in atmosphere is
the away fans are always the noisiest.
I know.
They're the ones that bring the atmosphere. I always think the away fans.
You should love watching the games at Ibrox. You need the whole Celtic crowd behind one, and the same Rangers, the whole did the whole side on that end of the corner where there's now what you see is 700 or 800 sitting ducks at Ibrox and 708 sitting ducks at Parkhead.
Sitting ducks.
Think
sitting
there's ducks, mate,
that's what they are, because you spot, think of them mate. Tears.
It's embarrassing.
The way football is with fans. They're just standing there being pelted with all sorts, and it's the same as Parkhead.
It's crap for the players, or no? The players when they want that.
Well, you played them both, didn't you?
Why are guys that have never played football ruining fucking football, man?
It should be 10% of your fans at least minimum to come in. So there, Celtic would get 5,000 in Ibrox, and Rangers would get 6,000 in at Parkhead. I know it's but that should just, be a ruling place that says I'm up to a maximum of 10%.
That's rubbish. That's one of the best views in world football, that the both sets of fans.
Financially, no team benefits really, because whatever Rangers are selling.
No, but I think Rangers
should get. The main store at Parkhead and Celtic should get the club deck.
No, but I think, did somebody say they don't lose money at it because they're now selling season tickets at that area, which they never sold before.
I don't know if
they're making more money out of it. So maybe
possibly.
Have you played them in front of both?
Mm-hmm.
A fall away Celtic fan and then the 700. Could you notice the difference?
Oh, I definitely. And like I said, I think if every player had a decision that would go back to the 8,000 allocation. No doubt about it.
Remember years ago, was it? Oh God, a long, long time ago, when Celtic went to Ibrox and couldn't take any fans, and was it John Collins scored free kick over the wall or something? That was like 30 years ago. But that was something to do with crowd violence.
Started in setups, didn't he? After he scored, then he started in setups. That was strange.
And you remember listening to that on the radio, and it was like goal for Celtic, and that was it. There was no fucking
it was silence.
Nothing. And you're like, this is shit. That's football's not. The old saying, football's nothing without fans. But it's like
we just flung that in.
We've got.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like you say, we've got the best derby in the world in the league, and we're fucking no showcasing it the way we should be.
I know.
I seen a thingy the other day that Scotland have got the best
fan base per capita.
Aye,
in the world. Per town in the world. Aye,
that's some going on.
So even when you think like Livy only get 1,000 people. The population of Livingston, how many are actually going?
The rest of them are at that outlet, innit? The rest of them are at that outlet. Have you ever in the squad for a Rangers game, man? Nah, you weren't.
No,
right.
Mate.
No.
I was going to ask you, were you ever one of the wee ball boys behind the goal? Seriously?
I used to do it at the time, loved it. Matt only went mental at me, so I was sitting on my phone one time. Ball boy, and the ball was sitting next to us, and I was on my phone. He went,
do you know that's some of my earliest memories at Old Firm games, especially Celtic Park. See if Rangers score. See if Rangers score. Celtic ball boys are booting things like that. Whereas if Celtic score, the ball boys are going after he'd behind the goal.
I done the game last in Chip Close.
What did you?
Brilliant.
Was you behind the goal?
No, it wasn't behind Jim O'Brien.
That was my first ever
goal.
Old Firm game. First ever Old Firm game. I was 20 years old, I think 19 maybe. That was class.
Boys used to turn up at 10 o'clock in the morning, mate, just to get behind the goal. Thought it was first ones there got behind the goal, mate. The boys at 10 o'clock.
If Celtic scored, they would always like jump up and hug each other. But I don't know if you remember the one where I think it was Rod Wallace or Brian Loudrup scored at Celtic Park, and one of the boys actually went right into the goal and volleyed the ball. Do you remember that?
No. But were you ever a ball boy now?
No, I didn't. I was too old when I met Celtic. You were a ball boy.
You were a ball boy at 23. Ball
boy. Big buddy.
Do you think? You have the same feelings as me and him, so you'd be a Glasgow boys for certain Rangers, right? People would have done it. No, you don't need
to know. No, I don't.
I don't either. I think it's hard for you to listen to you as me.
Aye, because I'll be honest with you, I can take it or leave it. But my wee boy Tom says to me this morning, Dad, because we're watching the Rangers Motherwell highlights this morning, and he says, Dad, I was at that game. I says, no, that was when you were at Christmas. When are you going to take me to the next Rangers game? And I'm sitting there thinking, I need to go to Ibrox and take him to the game.
I give him that.
And then the R2 is like, when are we going to a Celtic game? And I'm like, fucking going like this.
Don't you get, how do you think you get treated? See if you walked in at Ibrox.
I'm not bothered how I get treated.
No, but how do you, no, but do you think you would, I ain't be alright, wouldn't you?
Oh, you didn't work for him.
Yeah.
Surely they treat you well, you didn't really well.
No, listen, I don't. I don't mind. It's not about me. It's about the wee man. He's a Wolves Rangers. He went to see fucking Tammany. That's what we're going to go and watch him. 3-4.
You'd get treated well, mate.
I'm no fussed. I'm no that arsed.
We've covered Hearts Aberdeen, but do you want to go
right
again?
Anything else you want to add to that fucking monstrosity?
Nah.
I'll do.
Right, you're going to say to Gorgie Faithful. I don't apologise for that.
That's all about it.
Bottom of the table.
We might go down there.
No, I'm saying get your butt. No, get your butt on the table. Put your ass on the table. Go. Just when the segment goes, just stick your ass on the table.
Talk to the camera, ass.
Yeah. Hey, Sven,
wasn't much movement
when your ass.
No, wasn't much movement. Didn't below.
The only one that would.
Was that moving at the weekend?
I fucking mean was.
Ross County lost ground. Obviously getting beat.
Hey, can we get a ticket?
Come on, take it away,
Chef. Obviously, Ross County's lost ground getting beat.
You've done great at Rangers, by the way, you're brilliant.
So, the bottom of the table.
Some fucking performances
there. Unbelievable, aye. Fucking hell. The D United, we'll go with them first. They needed to win massively because they're at home. 1-0 up. They had chances, but so did. Forgot who they're even fucking playing. So did St. Man. But penalty wise, never a penalty. No, no. It is a penalty, but you got my depression here. It was 100% a penalty, but a bit like
Starfelt. Closest thing I've seen at some of your Rangers performances that.
A bit like Starfelt, why are you tackling where you're tackling when there's no danger? Why is the defender going and pushing? Is it Carter's main, I think it was?
Uh-huh.
There's no need for that. You're just getting.
As a manager, it must be so frustrating.
Dundee United have actually played well in the game since Jim Goodens came in as well, but.
Tell me about Fletcher's goal. Fletcher's finished, touch and finish.
He is,
mate, he's.
I honestly think, see, if he left Dundee in the summer, I think Hearts, Aberdeen, should take him.
How old is he?
48. Nah, he's only older than me, Fletcher. What is he, 36?
He'll
35, 36?
He'll be 35.
35, 36,
He's still a threat, isn't he?
Aye.
He could keep Dundee United up.
He could, but he can't do it himself.
But you need to be winning home games, mate.
Aye, that's it. Ultimately, you need to be winning the home games, but. You're not helping yourself. I look at these penalty situations, you're so desperate to win a ball. The guy's running away for goal.
Is that just pressure of being down the bottom? The decision, your decision making just goes? Nerves.
Maybe they're giving away so many cheap goals.
Even the one that got disallowed for offside, like that's fractions in terms of like a couple of inches all the way.
Should have had the legs
at the dildo, aren't they? Should have had the dildo. They need to get the dildo up to Tannadice.
But, Fletcher scored, but they're not scoring enough goals.
He can't do anything. He's played.
No, I've been for two dildos at this place.
They're not scoring enough goals, ultimately. Come on, let you find themselves unlucky.
This is giving me flashbacks to the English Premier League podcast. That was good. That was some podcast.
Oh. The battery's gone, seriously. Awesome. Hey, sorry, bottom of the table, Kelly.
Is that vibe? I'm taking the piss at the bottom of the table.
No, that's a fucking great day.
Honestly, the decisions at the Kilmarnock game were so poor.
I know.
So
I
saw the handball was incredible.
I saw Derek McInnes' comments and he's got every right to be.
What's your thoughts on that? Did you see Derek McInnes' comments?
What did he say?
Came for Ange.
Came for Ange, aye. Just said, I'd like to see Ange's, what we get dealt with every week compared to what they get dealt with every week. Something along the lines.
Something like, other managers complaining about VR, but we've had zilch all season or something.
Grow up,
something
like, aye. Fuck's sake. Calm down, Delphic. Nah, he's right. You might be right. That is a terrible decision. What a shite, man.
I don't know what that boy. Where's he supposed to go? What's he supposed to do?
Mate,
somebody's heated the ball.
Here's another thing I want to know, right? So see the bar hang. So somebody's sitting in a studio watching that. Is that right?
In a van, mate.
In a van.
In a transit.
No, seriously, where is it?
They're
on the M77 in a van. Pretend to be a speed camera.
Is there a toilet in it? Or do they need to piss you outside? What happens if they're watching the game and need a piss? Can't pause the game, can you?
No, but
it's a bit like
that. Anyway, so that rest 5 yards for that, and they're sitting in a studio, and they've pulled that up.
Aye. The Vassell one. Aye. So they've said to the ref when you go to the bonnet and have a look at it.
He stood and seen it.
I know.
But see, regardless, right, see, this is what I've said. See, for a ref, see if you're going to the monitor, I've looked at it, I still don't think it's a penalty.
It's like every time you go to the monitor, it's like they need to change it.
But the Constantine one, it's worse because VAR's no seen that. Because maybe the ref can miss that, but how has VAR missed that? Like, you've seen three replays, you've seen Andy Constantine waving at somebody at a crowd and on bonnet. Like, you've got to see that, no?
What's that sketch on one of the TV shows where the guys in the plane tower landing planes and they're closing each other's eyes, they're being blindfolded?
The airplane, is it?
It might be like a Scottish one. It might be like still.
Hale and Pace or something.
No, they're just covering each other's eyes as the planes are landing, just joking. That's what they're doing in VAR. Uh-huh. They're watching the games and then they're fucking covering each other's eyes. Like, you're turning to miss 2 minutes. It's fucking horrific.
They need to sort it out, isn't it?
It's not good enough. I don't think it's VAR's problem.
Did you get rid of it?
I don't think the VAR's the problem. I just think it's the people running VAR. Mm. We had shit referees. We've always had shit referees, and the shit referees are now in the fucking vans. So the shit results are still going to be the same shit results. That's just ultimately how it is.
Wow.
That's how it is. I don't care what anybody says. You tell me any different.
You wonder why you can't write a decision on a Saturday. Brilliant.
I
went up to the ref after him and ref, we were fucking terrible today, but you're the only person in the pitch that was worse than us. That's what I said to him. You went, thanks very much, Simon. Oh, oh man, we're moving on to Scotland. You want to move on to Scotland?
Aye.
Fuck that, aye, because the bottom of the table. Bottom of the table.
But great news, mate. Angus Gunn switched licences.
Yeah, we're buzzing that.
Fucking slow news day, innit? Angus Gunn switched the lines. What is he, Norwich goalie?
Mm-hmm.
They're really good, Norwich, aren't they?
They're flying under Dean Smith. Is it still Dean Smith?
No. Sorry.
It's a guy who was a Huddersfield German guy.
I think he might play.
I'm not just saying this because he's my teammate. I think Zandro plays.
Do you?
Aye. I do.
Did you pick Gunn?
I think he's done very well.
I think he might go with Gunn.
What I want to know is, right?
Do you like the idea of coming though when he's mocking Scotland and tweets?
So what I want to know is, how is it you're Scottish? Your dad, he's played for Scotland himself. Brian Gunn. How is it?
Is that his dad? Brian Gunn, that was an Norwich manager. He was a good manager.
How do you bring your kid up?
I don't know how am I slagging managers, mate? What the fuck?
How do you bring your kid up wanting to play for England if you're Scottish?
I don't know if they grew up there, but I don't like the fact that he's mocking Scotland.
He never mocked it. He liked to tweet somebody mocking Scotland.
What was the tweet? Do you know that?
Something about
Bertie Vogts. You and Bertie Vogts doing something like that.
It's something to do with
I don't like it, bud, boys. Honestly, I don't think if you're slagging Scotland or whatever, I don't think then you've got that to me is if he's just trying to better his career,
I would agree.
No daft there.
You can tell we've all had shite results at the weekend. It's coming for everyone.
Have you ever had I got pulled up for the Swindon chairman, mate, when I first started Twitter?
Aye.
I used to write about my dad, like wild things about my dad and what. Then he pulled me in the office, like, what the fuck's wrong with you, man? I had to come off Twitter at Swindon. I think we were getting relegated as well. And I was writing, I was playing like Naked Tig with my dad or something. And the chairman, I remember he actually brought the tweets up and he was like, there's something wrong with you.
The best ever was, remember when Rooney just tweeted you went after one of me? Just never tagged anyone.
Who's the one with the meatballs? The one Yama?
I had spaghetti tonight, it was nice. That's incredible.
Lynn pulls me up with tweets and I sometimes hate to delete a few because she's like, what are you writing
now? I've seen you retract a few tweets. Tweeting and deleting.
That old man.
Tweet and delete. Tweet and delete.
You don't pretend that never happened. I've done it a few times.
Don't get the reaction you want.
I'd love if Twitter was about when you were playing.
Oh man.
How funny would he be with tweeting after?
No, give it
up. When I was with Rangers, I had Twitter.
Done well, didn't
it? Time. I got a tweet that went fucking viral for something.
What was it?
Slagging off Dundee United fans.
Quite up to the fans.
I think it actually made front page of the paper.
Did it? How did you say?
I don't know. Some was slagging me off and I says, here, pal, I've got me a fucking Twitter for what your team's got in the week Saturday afternoon. And it was just something, and then I ended up in a big mad argument and I just went with it. But
then deleted it.
Then deleted it.
I didn't go on it anymore.
You can't say anything.
You can only imagine what was getting said about us on there.
What's happening here?
I had a good moment on Twitter, didn't I?
That's that fucking dumb
moment. I didn't
What did you say?
That was where that all came from. I'm on Twitter.
I had a cracking day in Twitter.
That's right.
Fuck me.
You did have a great day in Twitter.
Have you got Twitter?
No. Did have it.
He did have it.
Not well in that.
Put a couple of pictures up.
I knew what I was doing in that one.
You had a baldy at the time, I remember.
Baldy, aye. Looking well. Arse and baldy.
It was hard to tell the difference between your face and your arse on that. that picture.
No, listen, see for social media and Twitter, I would say any
player to come after.
I mean, as much as we don't like this sort of, I mean, after games and all that, these
apologies.
Or it does look like it's a media team doing it for a player, like, you're like, fuck it. But do you know what? I would, if I was a player, I would say to somebody, just do it for me.
Why would you even have it?
Stay away from all that
you're
shit.
You're getting somebody doing
it. Your head. People say I don't care, it will affect your head.
It's not
head.
You that's doing it. What's the point of even having it? Do you need it for the like there?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's for the brands and all that. They need to spot. I don't know. But for any player, stay away from that nonsense.
Aye.
It's a lot of rubbish.
So really if you were.
Leave you out that, by the way.
If you were, what do you call him?
Leave you out.
You look telling that picture.
if you're Angus Gunn, no Angus Gunn, the two other boys, Scott, Liam Kelly and Xander, if Angus Gunn comes up and starts, would you be raging?
I think so, yeah.
Aye. Listen to the radio on Saturday to the old mics. And fucking thing about Liam Kelly at that free kick in. And Hugh fucking Keevan says, that's done his chances for Scotland, no harm. He will be there this week, but he will not be playing after that mistake.
I think he should have done better with that free kick.
Aye, he should have done better, but it's no fucking the end of the world.
Mate, it's not he dropped the ball to
Hugh. Don't Keevan's. You be talking about Hugh.
I know.
Tell Hugh to fucking shut up. He's fucking hopeless. Who gives him a wage?
Oh, that could people do say the same thing about.
No, that's fine. What they'll get from me is a.
He's all in the deal of it. How's the national team shaping up? I'd love to see Lewis Ferguson play just because his dad's a fucking
hero. I need to get a chance, mate.
His dad's genuinely my favourite person.
What's your Scotland lineup?
Scotland lineup.
3-5, what are we going? 3-5, what are we going?
4-3-3, I'd go.
4-3-3?
Nah, I won't, though.
No, what you think he'll do?
He'll fit. So Tierney played at the weekend. Come on, for
Tierney set up, didn't he?
Aye, Tierney come on, played a bit. So that's got him, his start.
I think Xander, Robertson, Tierney.
Hickey? Hanley?
Hickey right back. Because Nathan Parsons not really been fit, is he? No. Playing.
Mm.
Potentially Hickey.
Who's the other centre back? Cooper?
I think he would.
Cooper.
Jack Hedney.
What about the ref in the Leeds-Wolves game? See that?
Never seen it, no.
Oof.
Bad.
Oh my God, mate. Same with the VAR. Wolves manager's going off, isn't it? What about Fulham yesterday?
What about Mitrovic? They're going to chuck the
ball. Barrison for Manu. Man.
Getting beat 1-0 and had to deal with that.
Mate, Fulham are unbelievable though.
Brilliant, mate.
Film are a good team, aren't they?
Yep.
Sorry, and you go with your team.
I'm sure, mate, just to correct you here, I'm sure Clark changed for a feet at the back and went for a four.
That's what he said. I think he's put in a four.
I think they'll go with a three. Three in Spain.
I'm sure, but he did change. Did he not change recently and scrapped the feet at the back? Am I right in saying that?
I tell you what, see if they go a four against Spain, fair play.
Mm-hmm.
Have a go.
I could be right in them. I don't know why that's been.
Sorry,
you do your team, mate.
He scored the weekend, so that's good news.
Dykes has not been fit for a while, but Dykes. He's in the squad.
Alright.
Shankland in it?
No. Shankland on this bit never got picked.
I can understand this, but Shankland's fucking flying now.
24 goals or something, he's not getting the squad.
Toss, innit?
Do you know what? How is Jacob Brown getting in the Scotland squad playing for Scotland?
See, the thing is, I've generally never seen him play.
Signing for Peter Redd, isn't he?
I couldn't, I fucking don't even know who he is. I don't know what he looks like, but every time a squad gets picked, this Jacob Brown seems to make the squads.
Nah. I've had
him. He like say
Stoke.
Who is
Jacob Brown? I don't know.
Stoke.
Is he good?
Well,
Stoke are doing well, isn't it? I think they're 18th in the championship. Ah. So.
He must be because we've all heard him.
He is creeping out every squad now, isn't he?
Every squad, and I'm thinking, like, you've got a guy.
I think John Carver, he's rooms with John Carver.
Shankland scored 20 odd goals and can he get in?
Strange,
yeah. I'd be, but obviously I'm biased, but I'm surprised that Shanks isn't in it.
I'll tell you who should be in it, Nicky Devlin, mate.
Oh, right, we're on to Antonio Conte. Do you genuinely think that?
Aye, mate, because Parkinson's
was good at the weekend.
And he's been flying.
He has been good.
Consistent before, he's amazing at weekend performer. And I think he'll be away for him in the summer.
Is that a contract?
I don't think they'd be.
Smith
will
be away.
That's a good shout, by the way. Good shout. Michael Smith's had a good career with Hearts, but he's aging, isn't he? What age is he? About 30, what?
Aye, he's older than Michael Smith.
34,
is he?
You know, you would sign him, and you couldn't sign a better player. Always fit.
Energy. Great finish at the weekend.
Excellent. Great nick. Brilliant, mate. Brilliant captain.
Good defender, eh?
Great defender. Great going forward. If Ralston goes then.
Take him to Celtic.
Never.
Could he play inverted fullback?
Nah.
Right.
No, but he could get him back. Hearts, you could be right there, Si. It's a good shout.
Hearts, Aberdeen or something like that, and he could come play for him.
So is this the Euros, actually? Is this the Euros we've got?
Aye.
Is it aye? It's not that Nations League, no.
Will we beat Spain?
I don't think we'll beat Spain, but if we can get something in the draw, we'd be handy and beat Cyprus. That'd be a good start to the campaign. We're never great at starting the campaigns. I don't think we're We always start slow, so hopefully we can get off to a flyer this time. But hopefully they can get there and we can do another 22-night show at the East Coast.
That was good. You can tell the Barry Bannon story again 22 times.
Can't wait.
Oh, that haunts me, man.
I don't think it's a shame. I don't know beats, but
remember that, what were we thinking 22 off?
Oh. But see, to be fair, like, what?
Rudiger's done well since he went to Real Madrid, eh?
Remember that argument?
Yeah, good. He's done
Real Madrid Barca last night, 2-1 Barca.
Fair wins last season. Stones played for Man City.
Stones just fucked.
That's why they're shite this year.
Rudiger's Real Madrid. Got to win a Champions League.
No getting a game. Is he playing?
Aye. Did you watch El Clasico last night?
I didn't watch it, but
I've seen the highlights.
What was the score?
2-1 Barca. Has he won the league?
Last minute.
But then Perez has got that Barca was cheating a few years ago, paying refs, and they're going to get looks fucked like it? They get fucked at the leagues.
No way.
So yeah, it's gone out the news. So the world's on Barcelona now.
What?
Aye.
So that was all missed. All the Barcelona teams the past.
No, I think it was. I think it was even. See, the leagues were actually losing. But they're saying there's games where
so
they're refs
to lose the league.
No, they didn't get to win games, but I mean, nobody obviously not doing it every game. I know. And then, but now he, but then supposedly Barca have come out and said it's a lot of rubbish, but there's big case going on there now, but.
Well, wow. Interesting.
We Spanish correspondent over there.
Aye.
You game Bally again.
The fuck are you reading Gazette de la Sport?
We game Bally. You should get Graeme Hunter on. Shoot me. Game, should they a double? Get them on the wee podcast.
Him and me, game.
Shoot me. Get Ed on
that. Game and Graeme Hunter to talk about fucking Bo Ness and fucking Spartans.
How good was Antonio Conte after the game?
I've not seen it.
Unreal.
Did you like it?
Was it brilliant?
Oh, unbelievable.
He's just pulling every day up, mate.
He proper
he's not
comes for
any
Daniel
point.
Levy.
Aye.
He's choking for a sack.
This
right?
Owner, 20 years, they win nothing.
Have they?
One trophy, why?
Why? But why?
But he actually says, I look at the managers that have been here before, still can't win it. Why?
Oh.
Mate, he is choking for a second.
He's
desperate wanting to pay up, but he's right. He is right. Like Tottenham, the stadium they have.
But see, to be fair, he's probably been backed more than any other Tottenham manager. Mm-hmm.
Aye, mate, they signed the boy for Brighton or not in the summer. I hear see people saying they've not spent any money. He's spent a fortune.
Charleston as well.
Charleston, aye.
So many players on that team is rubbish.
Emerson Noel.
Mate. Dot is a bit flaky.
Graeme Dot. The boy Pedro Porro for about 50 minutes.
He's good, didn't he? He's scored the
weekend. Eric Dyer, that's still playing, but Ben Davis.
Ben Davis,
oh, fuck.
Who was the one that signed for Wolves at
play? No, but somebody got a move. Who got
Matt
a move Doherty. To...
Matt Doherty, Atletico Madrid.
Matt Doherty got a move to Atletico Madrid, mate.
He was
having a shortcut.
Hibs? Aye.
Hibs, weren't he? Aye.
Mate, that's nuts, isn't it?
Nah, it's crazy. How would you react? You came for the players as well?
Any individual players or just
the players as a whole? Weak.
Aye, says it like that.
But see on Tottenham's probably performance and the way their season's going, if you're going back into the manager to argue that, I don't think you've really got an argument because he's probably right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but then again, you look at what he's saying about the mentality and stuff. Well, they had a chance to beat Sheffield United to get into the fucking quarter final or a semi final or something in the FA Cup. Uh-huh. They played a week inside, so let's have a look at you.
Good.
She's well, right?
Good.
Right. How many transfer requests has Harry Kane put in? Generally, right, and Tottenham fans cane him for
it's
a lot of
his
time.
Tweets, isn't it? He puts him in then just deletes him. Get on, for
Harry Kane's got to leave, man.
No, he's got to
where does he go? Leave. Does he go Chelsea or Man U?
Man U need a striker
Man
badly.
Man U need a striker badly. That kills me watching that fucking Martin Vickers playing up front.
Ah, right, kill him.
Oh my god, that Conte thing just reminded me so much of the Canio for me.
Did he do that?
I thought he was like me. I remember he hooked me. Remember the Carlisle game I told you? When somebody was out in their garden watching a stay in shape and he went and told them to go and sit in their house because they were a spy for Carlisle. He thought they were a spy, this old guy about 65, pish stay in jeans. In your house, you'll tell Carlisle what we're playing tomorrow. That day, he took me off 60 minutes. Someone I can't, I came off, he would never ever, see if he took you off, mate, he'd always say something to you. He would never just be going sit on the bench, he would come for you straight away. So I remember I came off, he looked at me and went, "You're crazy." And I was on the bench and I was like, "What?" And he went, "You are crazy." And I was like, "All right," I went, "I know shit." And he went, no shit. And I went, "No." And he went, "No, very shit." Very shit. And then, see at the start of that season, he called the dugout at Swindon. I was in a huff because I was on the bench the first six games. So I used to sit with my shoulder at the glass. I'd sit and like watch a game. So he called it the Simon Ferry seat. So that day at Carlisle, he goes, "No, very shit." And then I was like, right. And he goes, "But why are you sad?" Like that content. "But why are you..." This is why the game's going on, mate. "But why are you sad? You'll be back on the Simon Ferry seat next week. You should be happy." Incredible. But a proper rant, mate, while the game's going on. It just reminded me so. It's even the way he spoke after, like the way that tone and everything, that was the Canio, mate. That Italian accent. "But why?"
I'm trying to think of any other manager rants who've come out.
Have I told you about the time we told the Swindon fans to come to the county ground and you'll give them their money back? We were top of the league or something, and we got booed off it. I think we drew in the fans were booing, and he went on camera and he was like, "These fans boo me, my team. 24th in the league last season, shit." He's like, "If you're not happy, you come to the county ground, I give you your money back. Go and watch Oxford, who were our rivals, mate. You can YouTube it." Incredible, man. His rants were incredible, mate.
I don't know if you remember when Gerrard was the manager at Rangers and we were playing Spartak in the Europa League and Conor Goldson scored that one goal. But the ball came in for Spartak's right-hand side, so it was on for him to clear it with his left, and he went to clear it with the side of his right and scored an own goal. Gerrard said in the post-match interview, he said something like, "I mean, I've got centre-halves that kind of clear the ball with more feet."
Imagine reading Steven Gerrard saying that about you. Oh, the canny was ruthless, mate. I remember he called Aidan Flint. This was on. We used to go on the bus in the away games, especially, mate, and the BBC World Show would be on the radio, so you would get to hear his interview. The bus driver was obviously a massive Swindon fan, so he'd have the radio on when you went on the bus. The canny would take ages, mate, and we'd go on the bus, be waiting for him, and he'd be doing his post-match interview so you could listen to it. I remember we were playing somebody away and he was like, "Aidan Flint is a 6'3" bunny rabbit." That's what he called him, a 6'3" bunny rabbit.
Mate, you would, see if you're a player,
and you would look at front of him and he'd be sitting like, "Oh, fuck's sake, man."
As a player, you just need to take it.
He'd punch fuck at
you.
I know I speak about it all the time, but how has he never got back in at a job?
Need to get him back in, mate. See if he was in the Scottish game and you could, it would be incredible for us.
Would he ever come back getting him managing?
6'3" bunny rabbit.
I think he was. Maybe at that point in his life, he's probably just fucking enjoying it.
He does Sky Italy, doesn't he?
Oh, does he?
There's a manager's, mate. There's one, I'm sure, in Scotland that happened with a manager.
What?
Came out and came to players. Can't remember what it was.
I'm sure Stephen Robinson kind of did that last year with St. Mirren.
At the end.
I genuinely don't mind it. See if you've been shite and he goes out and say you're shite.
Do you know he's done it recently, but he's done it tactically, Guardiola.
When you said about their mentality.
And he came out and said De Bruyne's not himself and all that.
He canes the Man City fans, didn't he? Canes the fans.
Right, mate. I remember that game, they booed him as well. What the fuck are you doing, booing him, man?
I don't know if you've seen the clip against playing Leipzig in a Champions League quarterfinal. Last 16 last week when Haaland scores and it pans to the Man City fans, they're all just sitting like that. It's like a bowling club, mate. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Have a manager ever caned you publicly?
I don't think so. But yeah. See if they cane you in the dressing room, I don't care if they then go out and cane you. But see if they don't say anything to you in the dressing room in front of all the boys, but then they come out and say something in the media, then that's shit, innit?
Right, at the end of the day, you're the one as a manager that's going to lose your job before the fucking players lose their job. So,
the good thing about Conte's, I know, it was Mayor coming for like
the owner,
the board.
Very rare you'll see managers talk about we maybe don't have the finance or something. It's like a subtle dig in terms of, but he's actually went full tonto and called it fucking Daniel Levy and said, "Aye." And it, what ended up happening when we talked to them is they'll probably sack him in the summer and they'll bring fucking Pochettino back in, who won fuck all as well.
How good's the managers they've had?
The managers have had a joke. Mourinho,
Pochettino.
He's like a taxi driver, isn't he?
Who else? Pochettino.
Sorry, you're a taxi driver.
Bernas
Boas.
That Espirito Santo, the Wolves manager before.
The one with the Wolves, what was he?
Terry Venables. Harry Redknapp.
Glenn Hoddle.
Right, we've gone.
Oh, pish.
Crap, all your managers.
That will be Pochettino, won't it?
Chris Hughton.
He was good, didn't he?
Oh, Ryan Mason done well. Remember Ryan Mason got
some player in Swindon, what a player he was.
Was he?
Great player.
Watched his documentary about how one moment in football can change your life. Quite good.
Quite inspiring.
I watched that fucking documentary that you recommend on Netflix. Pish.
What one? The one with the missing plane.
Pish. I've fucking turned that off every 10 minutes.
Any chance of knowing what happened to the plane?
But we don't know, so that's why we're all getting looking into it and all that.
We're all looking into it. What are you looking into?
Do you not see the Facebook group that started?
You started a Facebook group?
It already started worldwide, so I'm into that now.
And you're on the Facebook? So and what's all the conspiracies? What do people
see? Any hints you put into
it? Do you know what's quite good? There's another one on Netflix about that. Have you seen the Wield and Axe Hitchhiker or something that's called?
Is that good?
I've not seen it, mate.
Watch that, that's funny.
I'm watching
Narcos.
I've watched that.
It's good,
isn't
it?
I started Happy Valley.
Good, actually. Happy Valley, brilliant.
Oh, fuck, I thought you sleep. That's another woman's show.
I'm not. Lynn started watching, man, last night about The story of
Pornhub. Is that the one that she was what, with the plumber coming in to fix
story, the story of Pornhub?
Of course she did.
Decent.
And did, she, did you watch it with her?
Aye.
The kids, sir?
No, they're not bad.
What end did it happen? How did it end?
Straight to sleep. Up fresh this morning.
I love
she it. She hates it because her fucking friends listening to the show. Then they send
who's
her clip.
Who's her friends? What's her friends' names?
Wee Sean Keddie, he's got a lot to answer for.
Who?
Sean. Remember Alex Keddie? Played with.
Oh, Headmaster's a cracker.
Sean, now she's mad as a girl. She keeps sending them clips of things I said.
Fuck, he's gone.
And I'm like,
Alex Keddie, he played in Ross County, didn't he?
He's battling his fucking Moz.
I was on a stag do, Alex Keddie. Michael Gardine stag do. He's a Alex Keddie, a good guy.
Really like that.
That was some stag do.
Who scored the most free kicks in world history football?
Janinho.
Wow, man.
Was it for Leon?
Leon.
I did think of that. Fuck.
What about Big Sheila there? He must have been close.
The big goalie?
Big goalie, man. He hit some free kicks. Big Sheila there.
Any quiz questions for us? Any other?
Quiz questions.
Who's the second man in the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
No, he's the first.
Is he?
Buzz Aldrin. It's a still game question, that, isn't
it?
Right, it were they on the moon?
What did
I don't actually
what did, what did Mary Curry discover? Aye.
What is that?
What did you say?
Mary Curry. What did Mary Curry discover?
Mary Curry?
What did Mary Curry discover?
No, I don't know what she's talking
about. I'm obsessed with space, mate. Obsessed with space. Genuinely, like, and we, the old bullshit we could cut me.
But gaze is just.
I would agree with Paul. See, Interstellar. Interstellar's the greatest movie
ever. That's shite.
You're into space and you fucking think Interstellar shite.
Or fake,
what do you like about space then? Tell us.
No, do you know what? A question I ask daily here, and I swear on my dad's life, but I don't tell a lie to myself. So, and people, how did Etten start, right? So, people, the theory is the Big Bang, odd God, right? But I don't mean that. I mean before that, how the fuck can Etten come? Like, I mean, imagine you go, like, I'm going to make a planet today. It's impossible for
anybody
to.
You can't make anybody come, so. So how did I start? Mad that, innit?
But how can, like...
But it's good that we're 10th in the league and this is what he's fucking thinking.
Every day
sitting up thinking about. No, it's a good question, mate.
I'm obsessed with that. Like, it's mental.
They put dinosaurs in it.
No, that's not really that bad.
What, you fucking get big, massive animals are just...
So you're not curious about how they came, so it's just...
Nah, because you get animals, I get that.
You believe in, like, aliens and UFOs and stuff.
You create animals, you have...
How did the first animal get
that?
Didn't they?
How did the first animal get
that? No, but
ginger dinosaurs.
Put that in your mind. How Etten came in the first place?
That's crazy, mate.
How Etten started? Because somebody goes like, "It was that busy," but no. But how did that start?
I'm an atheist, so I don't believe in God. How can a guy be up there watching her every day, mate? Come on.
Do you know what though? The world that Matt, like,
so why is he sitting like a van just watching everything?
No, but it's
just
bat.
Millions of tellies, mate. Look what he's done, look what he's done.
No, but it's bat,
that's
mate.
A penalty.
Nah, it's baffling though, mate.
Phone the post, right? You better go check that.
Okay, he's
that,
I
seen that.
He's unintelligent. Lads, it's been excellent.
Well, nah, thank you very much, podcast today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your yard aren't exactly comfortable, and while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good, while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlite, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science.
Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're super natural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.